The early childhood sector is showing cracks because of poor paying conditions. This issue has the potential to be tragic for families, employers, and workplace productivity within Australia. The Wire's Chelsea Miller found out more.
The childcare sector is under major threat as centres are unable to fill their staffing positions. The ongoing battle of improving wages and working conditions has led to a fragmented industry, with many students choosing not to enrol or complete a childcare degree. In the lead-up to the federal government's Jobs and Skills Summit, the Independent Education Union of Australia is calling for immediate action to address the sector's current state. Secretary of the New South Wales ACT Independent Education Union, Mark Northam, is concerned about the issue and says the industry desperately needs to be repaired.
16% of early learning centres have not got a trained teacher in front of them. A growing student population for the next decade, but there's also, sadly, people not entering teacher training at university. And even when they do enter that training, there's about a 50% attrition rate. So they're just not completing the course. And the numbers of people who are not entering the profession, especially in early childhood, but in other parts of teaching as well, it's the hard evidence that the system requires an overhaul, not just a tune-up.
He says there are major variations between childcare and school teacher salaries, although they have undergone the same study. Mr. Northam says the issue has derived from a lack of bargaining power, and the most affected staff are those in regional areas.
To suggest that, say, one or two teachers in a regional country town in New South Wales have got bargaining power to get themselves paid the same as another teacher across the road in a school is just not realistic. It leads to serious discrepancies in salaries. So, for example, a kindergarten teacher across the road might be on top of the pay scale, on $110,000 after a four-year teaching degree and a hex bill associated with that. For exactly the same degree, exactly the same costs, if you're in a preschool, you can often earn significantly less, $25,000 or $30,000 less.
He also says he's already begun pushing for change. Wage increases are only fair for childcare staff who follow the same expectations as school teaching staff. While Mr. Northam has taken steps on the right path, there's still a long way to go.
Our members, they have to go and meet the same expectations in New South Wales of the Education Standards Authority or in Canberra, the Teacher Quality Institute. So they've got the same professional obligations placed upon them. And we ran a case before the full bench of the Fair Work Commission within the last few years. But out of that, we pushed the salary from the low 70s into the mid-80s. Now, that's a substantial pay increase, but it just shows you how difficult it is and the difference between what's called the bottom award, a base level agreement that you can't be paid less than, and negotiating a really good union-based outcome agreement on top of that.
Mr. Northam is hopeful there are ways to improve the issue because the sector is desperate for childcare staff.
The salaries have to be enhanced. They've got to be increased. There is an opportunity to fix this. We're not suggesting it'll happen overnight, but sector-wide bargaining for early learning centres, for teachers, university-trained teachers, is the way forward to improve the profession, to attract people in, be interested in the career, bring people back into training and paid fairly and be paid reasonably for their endeavours. And take the teacher out of the role of having to be an industrial relations expert. They don't really wish to be, but in a small centre where you're debating what your pay is with a committee, perhaps a volunteer committee trying to do their best, it's a very difficult scenario and it's not reasonable and it's not fair.
Mr. Northam says there are upcoming opportunities to even the playing field for all teachers. He also hopes the Jobs and Skills Summit next week will benefit the sector.
There's a real opportunity next week with the Jobs and Skills Summit in Canberra to improve matters. We've got a member talking to say, let's even up the playing field and have sector-wide bargaining for all teachers. We do it in Catholic systemic schools, we do it in independent schools. Why can't we do it in preschools and long daycare centres? And the way we do it in schools is because it's state and federal money that it is tipping into schools to make them work effectively. Salaries being the biggest component of a teacher in a school, naturally. So we think that the state and federal government should be around the table with the sector-wide bargaining, ensuring that taxpayers' funds flow into the industry appropriately.
That was Secretary of the New South Wales ACT Independent Education Union, Mark Northam. Ending the story by The Wire's Chelsea Miller.